This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 1st of December 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Today I'm joined by our good friend, the broadcaster Nick Luscombe, for this week's music review. Up for discussion is the new track from electropop duo Junior Boys. We also discuss Bomba, the new track by London-based singer Katie Carr. And finally, the Berlin-based art collective Stargaze. That is all to come right here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Nick. Good to have you with us.
Great to be
always.
Here.
Let's start with the first artist on your list. Why not? We start at the beginning.
That's a good idea.
Junior Boys, about to release their first album since 2011, Big Black Coat, which is going to be released, I think, early next year. The new single is out now. It's called Over It. We'll hear it in just a moment. But I don't know, set the scene for us, Nick, first of all.
Well, I guess I've really enjoyed this duo for quite a while. And they're from Canada. Yeah, like, as you said, the first album in quite a long time. And this track, which is out in February, I think it is, actually. It's a little way off at the moment. But it's a lot more commercial. You know, it's a lot more... I don't know, more current, I suppose. They've been experimenting quite a lot over the years, I think, and in a really good way, and they've kind of worked with lots of different artists, and I've really enjoyed their output, but this came as a bit of a surprise, to be honest, but I really like it. It's a great track.
Well, we'll talk a bit more about the hiatus. I always think it's interesting artists have these kind of little gaps. Mm. We'll talk about that in a second, but let's take a listen. This is a bit of Over It by Junior Boys. It's better if you have a single band. That's a little of Over It, the new single by Junior Boys. We mentioned already, Nick, a hiatus, 5 years or so. Mm. Worth the wait? I think you've already suggested that you think probably yes.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think they're quite distinctive, even though it's definitely in that sort of, you know, 80s influenced electronic kind of duo kind of thing. But his voice is very distinctive. Lyrically, that's a kind of a cool track. It's very... You know, it's very beautiful cityscape music, isn't it, really? And I haven't heard the rest of the album, but that's a great intro to what we can expect, I guess.
And they've enjoyed quite a lot of success, didn't they? I think they had four albums out since the band's sort of origins in, early to mid sort of noughties.
That's
an interesting career progression. What have you made of, I don't know, the changes, the evolution, if you like, of the act?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know how well known they are. I mean, apart from, you know, obviously they're on City Sang and Domino. I'm never really sure if they've kind of crossed over. I've never actually got to see them live. But to me, this surely will be the thing that gets played on Radio 2, right?
I would think so. And talking about playing live, I gather they're going to be on tour, start of next year when the album's out?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to be exactly, but...
I think they've only announced Glasgow and London. They're playing at Oslo in London mid-February.
You're going to be checking out. There's your first opportunity to break the live down. And it's kind of distinctive. It's interesting. It's kind of defiantly old school sounding. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you not think? As you mentioned already, it's got a sort of early 80s kind of vibe to it. But in all the right ways.
Yeah, completely.
And what about in terms of what you think Junior Boys, where they're headed? You've already said it's the breakout one. Is it one of those acts where you almost... You kind of like it that they're maybe not everywhere, and it's a little bit more of a connoisseur's choice. I know it's a difficult one to decide, isn't it? But I mean,
it's a kind of band that if I was a 15-year-old at school, I would write on my I'd have the logo on my sort of little school book.
That's a good barometer, definitely. That's Over It, the new single by Junior Boys, album to come in 2016, and watch out for live dates wherever you might be at that time. Let's move on, Nick. Next,
okay.
Katie Carr, her new track, London-based, and I gather a qualified pilot. Now, I don't know if we should read... Do we need to... is that important? Do you think in some ways that that informs the music? I don't know. It's a bit of a strange one, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, she's... she's a qualified pilot and she lives about 2 seconds around the corner from Monocle HQ right here. So, Marylebone resident. But she's... the flying thing is quite interesting because a lot of her records have got sort of RAF kind of little, those are that insignia. Mm. And obviously she's also really inspired by the whole well, inspired by the stories that have come out of World War II, you know, the kind of the hopeful stories that have come out of that era. And a lot of his songwriting reflects that, and the kind of, you know, and some of the politics as well, the Polish, you know, being half Polish and half British. She's got a really interesting perspective on that whole thing. But it's not burdened by that. The songs are always, you know, very joyful. She's a folk artist at heart, so she wants to spread the message that way. If indeed she's trying to spread a message, I think she's just telling stories, you know, and got with a really interesting subject matter.
In the tradition, I guess, because those great singer-songwriters, which is storytelling. Well, the new track is from her latest album, Polonia, which was released earlier this month, her fifth studio album. Well, you can tell us a bit more about what you make of Bomba, the new track, in just a moment, but let's take a listen. This is Katie Carr. Let's tune in. So that's Bomba from Katie Carr. Nick, tell us about her, because, you know, we talk about multi-instrumentalists and, you know, Katie's one of those, but she plays all kinds of, there's all sorts of percussive influences, different kinds of pianos and Wurlitzer to, well, all sorts. Tell us a bit more about her style, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, she plays piano, and I've seen her play ukulele, but I think when she's recorded this, I think she works with a lot of other musicians. I think it's a band thing, I mean, the thing about her albums is they always really sound really accomplished from the first one, which was quite a while ago now, over 10 years ago, right? And they always sound so good, you know, and I think it's largely self-released as well. It's not like there's a big record label behind her work, but this one seems to have really got the kind of press behind it. So the reviews that I've seen at pretty much every weekend have been really good for this record. So I think it's another artist who's probably gonna, you know, rise up.
Want to watch. Well, and interesting, you're talking about her inspirations, and that song Bomba that we were hearing a little of was inspired by, as I understand it, one of the first machines to decipher the Enigma. You go back to this, Second World War code breakers, Polish mathematician, Marian Rzejewski.
Yeah.
Apologies to our Polish listeners if I've butchered that name. But there you go. See, there's inspiration in all of these amazing historical tales, which maybe you wouldn't pick that up at first listen, but I like there's a bit more substance and complexity to it.
The booklet with the, and this is a great thing about, you know, still about the physical product, you know, there's a booklet inside the CD that goes into, you know, into depth with the lyrics and everything, and it's, you know, it's one of those records that it's definitely worth having, you know, as a physical thing as well. It's great.
And it's interesting because I think the kind of sounds that Katie's producing there, it's drifting from, you know, it's not conceptual stuff by any stretch. We'll maybe talk a bit more about that in a moment with our third selection. But, you know, it's not, I mentioned traditional singer-songwriter, it's not really trad. There's something more complex kind of going on.
Yeah, exactly. Musically, she's very aware and very, she's very talented. I think her voice is great as well. And, you know, the issue I may have had before was that it was unfortunate that the whole singer-songwriter thing kind of seemed to be huge when she was making her way through that, and probably got left out a little bit because, you know, again, like self-released artist, someone who's applying for grants to get her albums made, you know, and, you know, it's not easy, right? But I think, you know, her work really does stand up, you know, and I think musically it works really well. It's always really well arranged, and Katie Carr, I hope this is the record that maybe gets her a Mercury look in or something, you know, one of those.
Well, it certainly could. Well, our listeners can judge for themselves. Bomba was what we heard by Katie Carr from the album Polonia, which is out now. Let's talk, Nick, finally about Stargaze, a Berlin-based art collective who worked in both classical and contemporary music. This is another case in point, I guess. We talk about genre-defying. Is there an easy label to put on this? How would you describe Stargaze?
No, I mean, Deerhoof are kind of pretty out there anyway, aren't they? I find it really hard to explain. You know, it's just alternative, I suppose, is any way you can describe it. Yeah. And Stargaze have taken the music of Deerhoof to a sort of chamber classical kind of direction. I mean, the whole thing is described as an EP, and is meant as a, what's it, 19 and a half minute piece of music or something around that sort of length. And it runs as a continuous piece. But it's really interesting because you can tell, I mean, I know this track, Data, that we're about to hear, from the original version, but this has obviously been recontextualized and sort of recomposed for an orchestra, for a chamber orchestra. So it's taken something that's quite odd anyway and putting it into a slightly, you know, really another interesting place.
Odd goes odder. we're all into that. That's pretty good. Yeah. Let's take a listen. As Nick pointed out, this is a new track, Data, from Deerhoof Chamber Variations. Let's take a listen. Stargaze with Data on Transgressive Records. What are the challenges then for bands or groups like this, collectives in particular, who are maybe looking at, you know, some of those kind of slightly blurred boundaries, particularly blurred boundaries between genres? You know, if you're talking about classical and classical contemporary, it's not necessarily going to be doing massive numbers. So what are the sorts of challenges that bands have to meet, I don't know, to keep getting their work out there?
Yeah, it's a complicated one, isn't it? I mean, I think there are so many things. Venues maybe probably are a challenge because they're usually not geared up for this kind of music, for you know what I mean is, you know, obviously there are big classical venues which have the expensive, everything's in there, but for kind of smaller bands operating in that kind of indie sphere, it's quite hard to kind of, you know, to perform live and find the right venues that are such good quality. Things like, you know, if a lot of classical, modern classical, or whatever you want to call crossover artists like this, you know, just the fact that they would need a Steinway piano, for example, really limits, you know, the kind of venues they could play.
In can't really places. Carry one of those around in a flight case, far as I understand it.
That's right. So it's hard. And then it's just getting over the whole classical, the word classical as well. I mean, I think it's changing, but I think it's a bit of a slog. But thanks to people like Stargaze and, you know, people like Oliver Coates in the UK who are doing some really cool things and crossing different genres in a classical kind of environment, I think things are definitely changing.
And it's an exciting space, without question. Well, there's a three-day Stargaze Orchestra Festival taking place later this month in Berlin at Volksbühne with concerts by Niels Frahm, Panther de Prince, Mouse on Mars and others. So, you know, maybe that's the way. Kind of take matters into your own hands, and especially, I guess, collaborations are always
crucial.
Key, exactly.
And I think the lovely thing about this record, again, is it's, you know, it's Deerhoof's drummer who's kind of put this thing together. So it's come from the band, and it's a great thing for fans of Deerhoof to suddenly kind of see things in a different way, and you know that's a really good crossover and sort of self-made collaboration, isn't it?
Nick, see, encouraging people to look at things in a different way, that's what we like here. That's what we like here on the show. That is Data that we heard a little earlier by Stargaze, and it's out now, and that's just about all we've got time for. Okay. Nick, time's flown by. Thanks for being with us, as
Thank
always.
You.
That's Nick Luscombe. Thanks for joining us here in the studio. This has been the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Our producer was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Do join us at the same time tomorrow. Theatre review taking place then with Dominic Maxwell. But for now, thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.